This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. Take Command Podcast. That's Logan Paulson. I am Craig Hoffman. And Logan, we are inside 1 month to the NFL draft. Can you believe it?
I can believe it because it's already starting to be silly season. As you know, when it gets in that 1 month, things get a little bit crazy in terms of rumor mill. It started a little bit earlier than expected, but here we are, you know, so that's always fun.
Yeah, I think I was reminded yesterday of just how silly this season can get. JP Finley was on the radio show with me on Monday, and he's like, remember when the Niners traded up and ultimately took Trey Lance, and everyone knew they were going to take Trey Lance because he was obviously the next guy, but we spent a month being like, did they really just trade up for Mac Jones? And so yeah, like that, yeah. It's smokescreen season, it's silly season, it's speculation season, which I think leads us directly into our first topic. We'll get in a little bit more into our mock draft 4.0 and kind of breaking down some of the reaction to that later on in the show. But the biggest like bombshell, at least it seems like it is, but we're going to explain why it's not, this week is JJ McCarthy all of a sudden being linked to the Commanders at 2. This is largely happening because Tom Pelissero was on his show on NFL Network, The Insiders, and said, I have talked to a lot of people who know Adam Peters very well, and I asked them what he thinks Peters will do, and they go, well, I know Adam, and I think he would take JJ McCarthy. And I actually think on its surface, that makes a lot of sense. If you look at some of the things that Brock Purdy was really successful at and why he has succeeded in the league, I think JJ McCarthy has a lot of those similar characteristics. And so if you phrase it as like looking at Adam Peters' history of what works, that seems like a pretty logical assumption. But what was not said is I have talked to people who know what Adam Peters is thinking for the Commanders in 2024, and they think he's going to take JJ McCarthy. No, no. This is speculation based off of what these people who know Adam Peters think of Adam Peters. They might have ulterior motives. Thus, it is silly season, Logan. So to me, that's why this all of us, like being able to be like, oh, okay, I understand what Tom is saying. Is really important, which I like to play media translator sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I also think there is merit to how seriously should we be looking at JJ McCarthy as a potential number two overall pick when you break it down on film. So both of those things, wherever direction you want to go.
Yeah. So first off, I'm kind of surprised that like Tom, like even like kind of like he can report that, I guess. But like it is the way he worded it. It's a little like he knows what he's doing. He's stirring the pot a little bit, which is fine. You know, it is the season. So kudos to him.
But tis the season. He's got a television show.
Yeah, I think that's, and he's got to do it every week probably, or every couple of days. So I think like that's important for fans to understand, like fans are freaking out. You know, our producer just read us an email of a fan who was like, you can't do this. This is impossible. It's going to light the franchise on fire. And I think like people are weighing those comments a little bit too seriously because it's like he could have talked to me or like, you know, so it could have been anybody. Like I know Adam and this is what he would do. And it's like, but you don't know what Adam's doing. And I think one of the things Adam's always been extremely clear about is his vision as a GM is to make it the coach's team, right? Is to be a conduit for finding talent for the coaches and the coach's vision, you know? And so what Adam's going to do in this situation is going to be different than what Adam did when he was in San Francisco. So I think that's just important context to understand. And I think it's also important to talk about the player, JJ McCarthy. And I think I've said this before on the show, do a lot of shows. So if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry. But like one of the things, like when you watch Jaden Daniels, like when you watch his film, his game tape is the best, right? When you watch Drake May, his throws over the middle of the field are the best, right? His big time throw percentage is the best. When you watch JJ McCarthy, his red zone, his third long, his 2-minute stuff is excellent. And there are coaches and teams and evaluators that look at that and they say, this is what quarterbacking in the NFL in 2024 is going to look like. It looks like this. So in terms of projecting skill set, it becomes very easy to watch. Like I find myself doing it all the time. I don't know if I sent you that tape I was watching last night, but you watch his, like, watch his Iowa game last night and you're like, this is an NFL throw. This is an NFL throw. This is an NFL throw. And then you compare that to someone like Jaden Daniels or even Drake May or Bo Nix or Michael Penix, where 75% of the offense is a screen or a bubble or a quick game. It kind of lets you rest your head easy on the pillow at night saying, I know JJ sees it, can process it, and can throw with the physical talent to get this done. So is two a little bit high given some of the risk factors associated with his low throw volume? I think absolutely. But at the same time, like, you know, I had a scout tell me this once, and I think it's great insight. Cutups will lie to you, right? And so, but when you watch those cutups, he is by far the best guy in those categories. And so if that's what you like as a team, if that's what you like as an Italian evaluator, if that's what you like as a coach, that's what's important to you, I 100% understand you taking him that high. Now, I don't value those same things the exact same way, but there's something comforting about watching him throw for throw for throw and being like, that's an NFL progression. That's an NFL window. That's an NFL read. That's an NFL protection. Like that, there's something kind of comforting about that.
For sure. So I think a couple of things. One, in terms of taking him at two, if you really think he's the guy, you absolutely do not mess around. Like if you are that, not we'd be kind of like, we'll settle for him and like be fine because we traded back or whatever. If you're like, JJ McCarthy is that bleepity bleeping dude, you take him at two and you do not risk it. Right. And you better, you're at that point, Peters and Quinn and everybody better be right. Cause if you Mitchell Trubisky it, or, you know, one of these other guys that's gone that high and it hasn't worked out and you were kind of off the board from everyone else and it doesn't work out, that's your job. So you get one shot at that. And if you're a first time GM and Adam Peters, like, do you want to take that risk? I don't know. We'll see. So that is one thing that I think is worth considering. Another thing that I think is interesting, Greg McElroy made this point on Mina Kimes' show. She actually does a really cool thing on her show that we should do at some point. I'm definitely going to do it on the radio show, where she brings on an analyst and she gives that analyst two players. And it's like, she calls it the war room. And so it's like, I'll give you two players. You take one, or like at number one, I'll give you Caleb Williams or Drake May. You take Caleb Williams for Chicago. All right, now we're at two, Washington. Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Take Drake May or Jaden Daniels and move on. And like two options, keep it moving throughout the draft. But as he was talking about JJ McCarthy, McElroy, of course, the former Alabama quarterback and SEC Network analyst, said, I don't think people realize how hard it is to play quarterback in the kind of offense that they ran at Michigan. Because they didn't ask him to do a lot. Now it's the opposite type of hard that Caleb Williams, for instance, had to deal with. Williams had a terrible defense, a terrible offensive line, and had to score 50 points a game. It felt like at times by himself. But for McCarthy, it's like, hey, we're only going to come to you in high leverage situations. And you're not going to have any rhythm because we don't throw it that much. You're going to hand off. That didn't work. We're now in 3rd and 12 and we need you to make a big time throw. And so it's a lot easier at that point to be like, well, damn, he does it most of the time. And some of these throws that are off, it's like, well, yeah, he hasn't thrown it in a quarter and a half. He hasn't made a throw in game in an hour of real time. And I think it's a really good point by McElroy, where in the NFL, you're obviously hoping to not do that, where you probably can't do that because you got to pass the ball with a little bit more frequency.
No, I think that's 100% right. And so again, like when you're watching the Iowa game, you're watching the national championship game, like watching the Alabama game, like how leveraged he is in third down, these 2-minute situations, like it's tough, man. These are not like easy opportunities. There's no like easy mode. Like his easy mode is when he's handing it off, but when he's throwing the ball, Like, it's tough now. It is tough. And you see him have hard times. I forget what game it was. I was watching a game a couple of days ago. And, you know, he's struggling bad because he's not really seeing it very well. The defense has him. But I'd say for the most of the for the majority of the season, you see a guy who's competitive. He's athletic. He's got tremendous arm talent. Like, watching him throw in person, you don't realize, like, you know, like everyone's talking about his pro day and how impressive it was. I honestly think it's because a lot of the media members who go to that event have not seen him throw in person before. And so when you see that ball jump out of his hand, you're like, this guy is different. Like, and so you were talking about being off the board, you know, and I'm not even sure they would be off the board with this selection as it kind of relates to NFL, other NFL teams. I think a lot of teams see how talented this kid is and his upside. I think it's just about, you know, like, do you think you have the environment that can develop him? And I think when you look at him, he's a better athlete than Drake May. He's got a better arm than Jaden Daniels. Like, he's been in an offense that is, again, very, very challenging from a leverage difficulty standpoint. There's a lot of stuff to like. There's a lot of stuff to like. And I think, so to me, like, this conversation of him going at two, like, I could definitely see, you know, Adam Peters or Dan Quinn saying, and imagine what this guy's like in the room. Like, that's the other thing I was thinking about. That's something we're not privy to. Like, when I went to his press conference when I was at the combine, and just the way he stood at the podium, the way he spoke to the crowd, he's charismatic, he's relatable. And Jaden Daniels is standing right next to him, and Jaden Daniels is quiet and kind of, you know, that's his personality. There's nothing wrong with that. But I do think there's something about that traditional quarterback personality, that traditional quarterback bravado, that's going to entice some teams. So there's a lot of factors here that we're not privy to. But I think in terms of the stuff you see on tape, there is definitely an argument and definitely a perspective. And I'm not saying they should do this. Let's just be very clear. But if they did do this, I'd be like, sick. Like, they must see something. They must like the kid. They must, because when you look at the talent, man, he is uber, uber talented. And I think that's something that I find very intoxicating as well, with him specifically.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So what are the, like, the biggest thing that people bring up as a negative is throw volume, but yeah. Like, okay, that is what it is. It's not actually like that makes the evaluation hard, but it's not actually a negative. I guess you less experience, you've seen less stuff by a little bit, but what are the negatives on him? Why is, do you think he's behind these other guys in terms of prospects? Everything you just said makes him sound like he'd be a gem.
Yeah, and I think that's why people are excited about him. I think that's why people in the NFL are excited about him. And I think that's why if you picked him at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, you'd be like, this is like, I would be doing backflips because I'm like, this dude has the potential, the ceiling to be one of these other guys. I think the thing is, like, when you talk to quarterbacks about him and about this process and about the throw volume, it's just he can do it. I've seen him do it. Like when I was at the combine watching him throw, he has the ability to layer throws, but he just doesn't know always when you watch the film of when to do it. And in the NFL, you're going to have to learn on the job. And I don't think that's not always the most conducive environment to do that. Like you'll see him, like again, in the Iowa game, he's throwing a deep dig. So first off, he fits it in this incredibly tight window. So great job. The next play, the configuration of the defense is slightly different. He doesn't need to laser it. He needs to kind of put it over somebody and drop it in the bucket. And it sails a little bit on him and he misses the throw. And I'm like, he can do that, but he just doesn't have the reps. And so the inconsistency with the footwork that you see with Drake May that leads to the incompletions isn't there with J.J. McCarthy. It's just he doesn't have the throw volume that Drake May does. And I think that's the thing that is a little bit worrisome about him as a prospect is, you know, like, I don't want you learning and figuring this out when you have to carry a team. And I think that's why, to me, I kind of bucket him and Drake May into the same category, kind of. Obviously, like, they're different players, but there's a similarity in that I think they would be excellent pros if they could sit for a year and just kind of get more throws, practice, be in the offense, develop some better habits with regards to certain things. But I think that's the thing that gets me really nervous. It's like, it's good. The good is very good, but there's also like this learning curve that he hasn't accommodated yet, which makes me a little bit nervous.
Gotcha. So the last thing I want to hit on real quick on quarterback, because I've been thinking about this a lot, because I kind of flippantly say, like, if these guys are all on the same tier, then trading back is whatever, because at that point you don't care which of the three that you really right. get. Like, you have some preference, but it's not so strong that it's not worth whatever else you would add on the later picks that you accumulate. But I feel like these three are so different stylistically yeah. that I find that hard to believe that that's going to be the case, which is why I keep coming back to, I think the most likely outcome is they take one of these guys at two. So, like, is that accurate that the styles are so different that even if they're on the same tier, if you're a GM, you probably have a pretty strong preference of one of the three?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think there's going to be a stylistic preference and a personality preference. I think you're going to fall in love with one of them. You know, you're going to, like, through the combine, through the pro days, through the personal visits, not the event themselves, but the dinner pre and post that you have with your staff and this player, right? Like, I heard something on Daniel Jeremiah's podcast where the scouting department took the whole offense from, I forget, it was USC out, so they could see how Carson Palmer interacted with the team and, you know, kind of how the guys gravitated towards him. And I think that's where someone's going to say, like, this is the differentiating factor. Because, again, like, we've talked about the pros and cons of all three of these guys. And, you know, Jaden Daniels is a guy that I think is a dynamic electric playmaker. Fundamentals are tight, releases quick, great deep ball. Don't see the throws over the middle of the field. It's there, but not with the volume you want to see. And then we've talked about Drake May, talked about J.J. McCarthy. I really think it's the intangible stuff. And I think that's something as an evaluator of the draft process that – I cannot overstate how important that is. Like, I have talked to guys about prospects before and they're like, he's just a weird guy. I don't like him as a person. And then that's the differentiating factor. And I think, like, that's something that I keep coming back to is if they're all in the same tier, right? If they're all in the same tier, you're going to like one of them more than the others. You're going to want to work with one more than the others. And I think that's the crux of this, right? Like, let's say you love J.J. McCarthy. And you're kind of lukewarm on Drake May, just hypothetically. It could be the reverse. Let's say you love Drake May and you're lukewarm on JJ. You're going to pick the guy that you love. Like, there's no doubt about it. And you should pick him at two. Because I don't think there's a big enough discrepancy, especially with how teams are kind of hungering for this quarterback in this year's draft. Seemingly, there's all these quarterback needy teams kind of right in the same area. You might not be able to get back up and get them. And I think that's the big concern here. With trading back than trying to trade back up is you're going to miss the guy that you want because you were trying to get too cute. So,
yeah, I think that's ultimately probably where they land. You know, we'll see if New England doesn't want to do quarterback this year and Minnesota's desperate. Can you figure that out and, like, get back to three if you don't like the same guy that Minnesota wants? But yeah, that's the thing is like this becomes a big, on some level, game of chicken. But it's also, I think, this hidden part of the draft of like, who are the scouts and especially GMs that have good information? Because if you've got two teams that want Drake May, let's say, that, and you're not one of them, you love JJ and you're like, JJ's our guy. Like, we're going to figure out how to get JJ. But I got two teams that are desperate for Drake May. Then, or like, you know, New England loves Drake May. Can you entice Minnesota to come up to two and then be like, sorry, New England, Drake May's gone. You want to trade back with us and you pick up something extra to go, you know, back to 11 up to three. Like, you do this, but like you said, you might also be getting too cute there. Just take your guy and let New England and Minnesota play their game and you know, do their trade while you get to sit back and be like, we got the guy we want. Our hands are clean. So it becomes this, again, how solid is your information? What's your risk tolerance? And we don't know any of this about Adam Peters. We know he's willing to move. We've seen that with John Lynch and Kyle out in San Francisco with the Trey Lance deal and some others. But just how much risk tolerance do they have? We'll find out. Do you have any inclination, like if you had to guess today based off of, it's because like, I guess this would be the other part too, is like how much of this is about what Adam likes, how much of this is about what Dan likes, how much of this is about what Cliff likes and what Cliff wants for the offense. Is there any of those three that you would lean towards, or it's just impossible to know because of the personality piece and that's going to be the big separator?
I think the personality piece is going to be the big separator. And, you know, initially, like I kind of thought Jane Daniels was going to be the guy because I do think the, you know, the kind of spread them out offense, the air raid offense, and I know he's not running the air raid offense specifically anymore, but there's principles there, right? It just functions better when the quarterback can move around a little bit. Like the problem when you're in the gun a lot is it limits the runs you can get to. It limits the way you, the direction you can run, limits the types of runs you can have. And I think when you add the quarterback, it adds this diversity, the quarterback running element, it adds this diversity to the backfield. Now I say that, but you know, when you watch JJ, for example, like they run quarterback power with him at Michigan. They run zone read with him, and he's very effective. He's outrunning DBs, he's outrunning safeties. So maybe you say, we like the arm talent, and even though he's not quite a good runner, we say JJ. So, but initially, I think Jaden's quick release. I think the way he sees stuff. I've talked to a couple people over the course of the last couple of weeks who say he's an excellent worker. He prepares like at a very, very high level. So I'd probably lean that way ever so slightly, but I do think this JJ thing is plausible. I know fans maybe don't want to hear that, but I would just say go watch a highlight of him, go watch a cut up of him, go watch a game, and he's going to miss throws, no doubt about it, but like his big time stuff is big time. And when he runs, he's fast. And so, and he's bigger than the other guy, you know, he's 6'1". I think he weighed in at 218 at the combine, 220 at the combine.
Yeah, so, I remember I watched an interview with him and Matt, like our pal Matt Miller is not a big dude, but like we've seen NFL players on camera before. Yeah. JJ's not as small as I think people think he is.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing is you go back to, and again, I think Drake May, like when you look at the things that they did in 2021, Cliff did in 2021 in terms of throwing those deep digs, those drifts over the middle of the field, like Drake does a great job of that. And so I think they all have their thing that, and the thing that I'm encouraged by with this whole process is I do think Cliff has the wherewithal, the staff has the wherewithal to build a program around that player, you know, to kind of say, this is what this guy did well. Let's maximize this. Let's limit what they do poorly. And so that's why I think that ultimately, like, I don't want to say it doesn't matter between these three guys, because I think there's an element of the talent you're bringing in. But I think that the staff is going to be able to speak to the skill set at a high level. But again, kind of to your original question, I'd probably lean ever so slightly to JJ, but I just wanted to point out that those other guys have a lot of merit in some of the offensive principles Cliff has used before.
And just to clarify, you said JJ there. You meant Jaden. You lean slightly towards Jaden Daniels.
Who did I say?
Yeah. You said JJ.
Yeah, I meant Jaden. Yeah.
But you meant JD.
Yes.
Not JJ.
Correct.
We got DM, just a whole initials, you know, potpourri here. For whatever it's worth, this morning at the NFC coaches breakfast, Dan Quinn did say, if any, all these reports out there, if anybody knows who they're taking, please let him know, because in his conversations with Adam, they don't know yet. So it is all just speculation, but I would say for what we're trying to do, it's not really speculating. It's just trying to make a guess based off the information that we have and where we think they're trying to go.
And also I think it's important just to kind of say, like, we're we're informing the process, right? I think we're trying to peel back the curtain a little bit and inform the process. And I think if they were to take JJ, to, and a lot of fans are like, no, burn the building down, whatever. But I do think there
please
are
don't burn the building down. No arson on this podcast.
We don't encourage that. But there are. But I would kind of be like, okay, now let's see what they do with that, right? Drake May, same thing. Jaden Daniels, same thing. And so I think that's how close these guys are. And it really comes back to that personal preference. I think the reason I wanted to talk about it is because the reaction was so negative. But and again, that's probably a little higher than he should go. But when it comes to quarterback, get the guy you want, you know, get the guy you want. So
you think he's that good? Take him. Don't overthink it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.